Have you tried to buy the photograph back? Asked Holmes.
Yes, but she will not sell it, the king replied.
Well, we must steal it, Holmes said. That is the only way to help you.
Mr. Holmes, my servants have already tried to steal it, the king said. They have tried 5 times. They broke into her house when she was out and searched it. They arranged for Miss Adler's luggage to be lost when she was travelling by train. They searched the luggage. They attacked her carriage on the road and searched her. It is a large photograph, but they can never find it. She has hidden it well, and now she wants to use it to ruin my life.
How will she do that? Holmes asked.
I am going to be married soon, the king replied. I am going to marry Princess Clotilde, the daughter of the King of Scandinavia. I want her to be my queen. But if her father finds out that I once loved Irene Adler, he will not allow the marriage.
I understand. You're going to be married and Miss Adler is jealous, Holmes said.
Yes, she has told me that if I do not marry her, she will not let me marry anyone else, the king replied.
Why hasn't Miss Adler made the photograph public already? Holmes asked.
She is waiting until the day when the date of my marriage is announced to the world, the king said. On that day, the King of Scandinavia will learn about the photograph, and that day will be Monday.
That gives us 3 days, said Holmes calmly. Well, I need to know 3 things. First, where are you staying in London, Your Majesty?
At the Langham Hotel, said the king.
I am staying there under the name of Count von Kram. We will contact you there when we have some news, said Holmes. Second, what is the lady's address?
She lives in a house in St. John's Wood in North London, said the king. The house is called Bryony Lodge.
And third, do you understand that I might have to spend a lot of money to get your photograph back? Holmes said.
Money is not a problem, the king replied. Spend as much as you need to spend. Before he left, the king gave Holmes a bag containing £1,000.